My dearly beloved in Christ, today's gospel tells us our Lord, before he entered the holy city on Palm Sunday, as he was approaching the city, he sat down on the mountainside opposite the city. There's a valley in between, and he looked over the city and he wept over it. And he wept over it because he knew that some 40 years later, a Roman army would come and would devastate the city, level it to the ground, and many of the people would die. And this would be a punishment because they rejected our Lord. They rejected the Messiah. They called out for his crucifixion. And he said, if only you had listened to me, more or less, he said, I would have gladly gathered your children together as a hen gathers her little chicks under her wings, but you would not. So the prophecy of the destruction of Jerusalem, and we know what it was like in detail because an historian named Josephus, who was a Jew, but he was with the Roman army, detailed in his book, several books, were called the Wars of the Jews, detailed the destruction of Jerusalem. And again, it's very frightening. But one thought that comes to mind is a question. Why? Why did God wait so long after the crucifixion before the city was punished? Why not right away? And this is indeed a mystery. Why does God tolerate evil? Why does he let it go on? Why does he not stop it? Why does he not punish it right away? Again, it is a mystery. But we can turn to our Lord in the gospel. He tells this parable in the 13th chapter of St. Luke. He spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the dresser of the vineyard, behold, for 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down, therefore, why cumbereth it the ground? But he, the vine dresser, the gardener, answering, said to him, Lord, let it alone this year also, until I dig about it and fertilize it. And if happily it bear fruit, but if not, then after that, thou shalt cut it down. So give it a little more time. I will water it, I will fertilize it, and maybe then it will bear fruit. So we could say that God is very patient, and he waits for the conversion of those who will respond to his grace. Listen to these words of St. Peter in his second epistle. The Lord delayeth not his promise, as some imagine, but dealeth patiently for your sake, not willing that any should perish, but that all should return to penance. So God is patient, but his patience will not last forever. There comes a time when the bill must be paid, so to speak, when his justice will exact punishment. Now, these thoughts remind me of what St. Alphonsus Liguori says in his book on preparation for death. And this is a section entitled The Delusions Which the Devil Suggests to the Minds of Sinners. And he gives 6 delusions. Some of them are a bit repetitive, but listen to the words of St. Alphonsus. Let us imagine a young person who has fallen into grievous sins and has confessed them and has regained divine grace. The devil again tempts him to fall. He still resists, but already wavers through the deceits suggested to him by the enemy. Young man, I say, tell me, what will you do? Will you now lose the grace of God which you have regained, and which is of more value than the whole world, for this wretched gratification? Will you write your own sentence of eternal death and condemn yourself to hell forever? No, you say, I do not wish to condemn myself. I wish to be saved. If I commit this sin, I will afterwards confess it. Behold the first delusion of the tempter. You say that you will afterwards confess it. But how do you know that God will give you the time? So that's the first delusion. We go on to the second. And he says in this regard, and should he do the same to you, how can you ever repair your eternal ruin? That is, if he does not give you tomorrow, as he has not done for many sinners. Know that through this delusion, I will confess afterwards, the devil has carried off thousands and thousands of Christians to hell, since we shall hardly find a sinner so desperate as positively to resolve to damn himself. All, even when they commit sin, do so in the hope of future confession. But thus have so many poor souls been lost, and now they can no longer repair the past. So again, that's the first delusion. He goes on. But you say, at present, I do not feel strength to resist this temptation. Behold, the second delusion of the devil, who makes it appear to you impossible to resist the present passion. And we just had in today's epistle, the last words of the epistle, where St. Paul says, God is faithful and will not permit you to be tempted beyond your strength, but with the temptation will give you a way out, meaning he will give you the grace if you ask for it. He will give you the grace you need. The third delusion. The sinner says, God is merciful. Behold the third delusion of sinners, by which great numbers are lost. A learned author declares that the mercy of God sends more souls to hell than his justice, because these unhappy ones, confiding rashly in his mercy, continue in sin and thus are lost. God is merciful. Who denies it? Nevertheless, how many he daily sends to hell. He is merciful, but he is also just. The fourth delusion. As God has hitherto shown me so many mercies and has not punished me, so I hope he will show mercy in the future. Behold the fourth delusion. Because God has had compassion on you, therefore is he always bound to show compassion to you? The fifth delusion. But I am young. God compassionates youth. Hereafter, I will give myself to God. We have now come to the fifth delusion. You are young. But do you not know that God counts not years, but the sins of each one? You are young, but how many sins have you fallen into? There may be many older persons who have not been guilty even of the tenth part of the sins you have committed. And do you not know that God has fixed the number and the measure of the sins which he will pardon to each one? And he quotes here scripture, the Lord waiteth patiently that when the day of judgment shall come, he may punish them in the fullness of their sins. And then finally, let us now come to the last delusion. You say it is true that by this sin I lose the grace of God, and I have condemned myself to hell. It may be that for this sin I shall be damned, but it may also be that I shall afterwards confess it and be saved. St. Alphonsus comments on this delusion, true, I admit that you may yet be saved. For after all, I am not a prophet and cannot say for certain that after this sin, God will no longer show mercy to you. But you cannot deny that after so many graces which the Lord has bestowed on you, you will very likely be lost if you now return to offend him. Scripture says, a hard heart shall fare evil at the last. So let us take a lesson from that terrible destruction of the city of Jerusalem that happened in the year 70 by a Roman army, to realize that yes, God is patient, but he will not tolerate sin forever. Dare we continue to sin, hoping in his mercy? Who knows? But that for us, that mercy may be at an end, as it finally came for that city of Jerusalem that rejected him. Let us learn a lesson and let us amend our lives once for all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.